When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
This is Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Blah, 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 blah. It's Halloween. I could tell you are very scared. Actually, your pets might be scared. The doorbell rings and rings again and again and again and again. And those people don't look like people. They may smell like people, but they don't look like people. They look like goblins or maybe worse, public officials. I don't know. And they keep coming to the door time and time again. And maybe there's candy, maybe even including chocolate that they get into. How do we keep our pets safe and happy, or at least less anxious over Halloween? Dr. Mark Rusek will be here to talk about it. We'll also talk about, and this is amazing to me, who would have ever thought there would be a feature film about a cat disease? And the cat dies at the end of the movie. Sorry to give that away. Spoiler alert. You'll hear why I'm giving that away, what this is all about. I mean, this is a real feature movie. It'll be shown next at the Lincoln Center in New York, no less. So this is the real deal, and it helps the Wynn Feline Foundation. The Wynn Feline Foundation supports funding for cat health studies. I've talked before about why the last place you should go to buy a puppy or a kitten or even a pet rabbit would be a pet store. I have yet another reason why. All of that, and most importantly, your telephone calls. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Chris in Illinois, you're up first. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good. I got a question for you. I got a two-year-old beagle I just recently rescued from a shelter here, and he basically trusts me and only me.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, he barks and, you know, does all that. He was neglected, I think, pretty bad because his jawline is all messed up.
Mm.
But I just wonder, like, what's the best way to really, like, I guess not break him in, but, like, get him to be more social with other people?
Yeah,
like, I joined a dog park, and he still has his barking issues.
With people or other dogs or both?
Just people. He's really good with other dogs. He's real genuine and real caring with other dogs. It's just with people.
I love the way you put that. He's real genuine and caring with other dogs. That's very nice. And typical of beagles, incidentally.
I have two of them. So.
Yeah. You know, Chris, I think that it's great that you have two of them, first of all, because if your other dog is friendly to other people, eventually he may, in part, follow the lead of the other dog. So that's helpful right there. How long have you had this dog?
About 6 months now.
Okay, and 6 months is a while, but it's, you know, still not forever. So yeah. I would say try to find some, you know, okay, so you're going to that dog park. Now, it's dangerous to go to the dog park with hot dogs in your pocket because yeah. every dog will be on you in a second. You'll never live through it. However, yeah. you could stand outside that, and a lot of dog parks actually have a rule against that. Of carrying treats into the park, but what
yeah,
you can't, yeah, but what you can do is stand outside or near the dog park where you know there are going to be other people, and have mm-hmm. those people offer your dog a hot dog. Would he take those? I mean, little pieces, and would he take those from people?
Probably not like from their hands, but he probably would eat them if they, you know, obviously threw them on the ground.
Okay, so that's how we start. That's exactly, we don't want to do anything threatening to the dog, you know. So mm-hmm. what we do is we give this guy on the street we see. Who might or might not have another dog, and say, I'm trying to socialize my dog a little better. I rescued the dog. He's a little bit shy. Can you just bend down and leave the piece of hot dog there and then walk away? And most people will do that. That's not a hard thing for people to do. They don't have to interact with the dog. They don't. You don't even want them to, and you don't want them to look at the dog even. You just want we want your dog to know that good things come from people, and that's sort of the theory. So keep that philosophy in mind, and you can do it any which way you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's how I would start. And okay. over time, there will. I mean, you're not going to – listen, you're not going to have three people do this on a Tuesday, and by Wednesday you have a social dog. It's
yeah.
it's going to take some time, and it will take patience on your part, but you've got to draw this fine line here. There's a guy yeah. on TV who would say, you have to be showing your dog that you are dominant. Well, that's a bunch of crap. Because all that would do is intimidate your dog and uh-huh. and further make your dog more shy. So uh-huh. what you want to do is you want to find a fine line here. And it's a tough thing to do between encouraging your dog to see other people and to be around other people, and at the same time not coddling your dog, but at the same time telling your dog it's okay, you really have nothing to worry about. And if you can communicate that and I'm in charge, not because you're dominant. It's because look for me for all your worries. When you need to worry, I'll let you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if you kind of put all that together, what I just said, into one basket, and if you're able to manage that somehow, your dog eventually will get the message.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why, like, I joined the dog park, because there's, like, people around there. It's a very, like, you know, neutral atmosphere. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? Like, it's leashless, so they get to run around.
Totally so. Correct. And, you know, if your dog goes up to someone randomly and goes, roof, 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 I mean, these are dog people who will look at that dog and say, what? And just walk the other way rather than the freak out. And it's the
yeah.
person that freaks out, which will elicit a further response from your dog, right?
Yeah.
So I think you're on the right track.
Okay.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Let me do that again. 866-554-7387. Of course, we're free. That's about what we're worth. No. Listen, it's my job to offer advice that I hope helps you. And, you know, the reason why we follow up and I say, and we do this, give me a call back and let me know how it's working, because every pet is different. Every household is different. But I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I'm here to help you. Do you know the number one reason why animals die, our pets in America? It isn't cancer or heart disease or kidney disease. They're up there. But number one is bad behavior or perceived bad behavior. The pet is just coping, but we perceive it as bad behavior. The pet is being bad. And if it's a cat, sometimes we just put the cat out. If it's a dog or a cat, sometimes to the animal shelter where that animal may or may not make it, you know. So let's not get to that point. Early on is when it's best to intervene. Call me, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I've talked before, and I will continue to talk, about why you should never buy a dog or a cat or even a pet rabbit from a pet store. The reasons for that are numerous, and now I have a new reason that surprised me. I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I have never heard of about what I'm about to tell you. But first, why else? Listen, no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. Responsible breeders want to know who is buying their puppy or their kitten. They want to ask you questions. They want to make sure you sign a piece of paper that's a contract that says, unless you're also a breeder, that you will spay neuter. And that if there's ever any problem, even 8 years from now, 10 years from now, with that dog or cat, I will take that animal back. That is how you know it's a responsible breeder. Pet stores don't do that. Pet stores will ask one question. Will that be cash or charge? That's about it. And there is an enormous difference. So then where are the pet stores getting their animals from? Can you say puppy mills? I mean, let's be frank about it. But now there's something new here, a new wrinkle. It's a bacterial infection, and we sometimes hear about it with human food recalls. It's called Campylobacter. It's a big word, and it's nothing you want to get sick with. And people are getting sick. So far, a total of 35 people. This is according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. So no politics about any of this. 35 people recently purchased a puppy at a Petland store or visited a Petland store and played with or pet puppies, and they got sick. That doesn't include the number of people that are employees of these stores that have also been sickened. What's more, it seems as though these people that have gotten sick, in many cases, the typical routine antibiotics to treat Campylobacter have not worked. Now, so far, no one has died, and these numbers actually go back many weeks at this point because the CDC, it's just the way they operate. They get the numbers, and eventually they make them public, but they have to verify, which is totally understandable. So likely the number is even more. So what I was saying is that Campylobacter is treated with these typical routine antibiotics, and it's not working. This form of Campylobacter is, on top of everything else, resistant to antibiotics. And, well, no one has died so far. People have been hospitalized. The point of all this is
It isn't humane or the right thing to do to support puppy mills, in my opinion. I don't believe I'm alone there, but I think people sometimes still don't realize that's where these animals at pet stores are sourced from. On top of it now, humans are getting sick. What's more, traditionally, the animals at pet stores most likely to be ill or more likely to be ill than through purchased in other ways. And there isn't really a safety net. So some states have a lemon law, but the problem is you've fallen in love with this little puppy or kitten. And no matter how sick, it's not like a washing machine. And no matter how sick that animal gets, you say, I'm going for it. I'm going to treat it because you've bonded with that animal, which is understandable. Again, best thing to do, don't purchase from pet stores in the first place. Now, it turns out not only for the animal's health and because it is the right thing to do to not support puppy mills, but also perhaps for your health, according to the CDC. Coming up next, a conversation about a movie about a cat disease. And it's premiering at the Lincoln Center in New York City, which is way cool. And I'm very excited about this. We'll talk to one of the filmmakers next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I've got to tell you about this phone call I received. I guess it was about a year ago, and it began really sad. These two talented, no doubt, New York-based filmmakers and actors called and said, we have a little kitten here who is dying of FIP. That's feline infectious peritonitis. It's a disease that all too often affects kittens and sometimes adult cats as well. And there's nothing that can be done. I mean, it's fatal. And that's a very sad phone call to have to take. And then the rest of the call, but we want to make a movie about this. Make a movie about FIP? And these are professional filmmakers. A real movie. And that movie has been made, and it will be shown, I guess in the screen world, you say the movie will be screened at the Lincoln Center, no less, in New York City. One of the filmmakers is on the phone, Allie Miller, who also acted in the movie. Allie,
it ended sadly, but I guess the good news is that now we're going to help inform a lot of people, for starters, about this cat disease that I presume. So you went out and the kitten's name, Ares, the name of the movie, one and the same, Ares. So you purchased this kitten. You're told this kitten has a disease that I assume, by seeing the movie, that you've never heard of before.
Yeah, absolutely. We had never heard of FIP before. And, you know, when we got her, she definitely, you know, showed signs of not being the healthiest, but she was our very first pet. So, you know, we had no idea, being so skinny and looking kind of dirty and having a distended belly could mean something so horrible and deadly. And then we found out that she had FIP from more than one veterinarian and that there was no hope to save her.
And in fact, you weren't able to save her, but she may save others, because by providing funding for research, and this was unheard of, I wouldn't have even thought of that I'd ever say this just a couple of years ago, but we're turning a corner, and some antiviral drugs turn out to be working to help cats. We just need more funding for more research. The WINN Feline Foundation, W-I-N-N Feline Foundation Bria Fund, is dedicated and has been to doing just that. When did the thought occur to you, hey, we're filmmakers, let's make a movie?
Yeah, we're always, you know, working on projects and trying to figure out, you know, the next thing that we want to work on. And it hadn't been too long that Ares had passed away that I think both of us were working on separate projects trying to figure out what we kind of wanted to do next. And for me, it was definitely screenwriting. And I remember I was so grieving. I mean, you never really stop. And, you know, Paul and I both said, you know, we got to write with our hearts. I think it's Ares's story that we really should write and we should focus on. And, you know, we wanted to bring awareness to this disease, because any time we expressed to somebody what had happened, they had absolutely no idea what we were talking about. They hadn't heard of FIP. You know, they said things like, just get another cat, things like that. So we really wanted to express our grief and our feelings for Ares and what had happened through this film, and also, like I said, bringing awareness to it and teaching people about it so that we can get this more money, more funding, more research to get the cure out there.
And the Paul that you mentioned is your co-producer and also acted in the movie. And I want to make a point of saying, I mean, you guys are professional actors. This is what you do. You're professional filmmakers. And this will be seen at film festivals right now. In fact, for those of you that are planning a vacation to Bulgaria, this will be seen apparently at a Bulgarian film festival, but also will ultimately be seen around the United States at various film festivals. At least that's the hope.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We are very excited that our first film festival will be in Bulgaria at the Sofia Independent Film Festival. We are very excited to hear that. But yeah, we've just started the festival circuit, so we hope that it will be out there and all over the country and all over the world.
Okay, it will be in New York City. It's November 3rd, I believe, at the Lincoln Center. That is so cool. You can learn more about it at winfelinefoundation.org, W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org. And reserve your tickets if there are any left, because I know they're going fast. Again, that's November 3rd at the Lincoln Center in New York City. Allie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Next, we return to you. Your telephone calls, your questions, comments, 866-554-PETS. You have a question about your pet's behavior, 866-554-7387.
Doesn't bite, and he's had his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Gina in Kansas City, you are on the radio. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a special needs cat that has a leg that doesn't want to work. And she's gotten quite a bit weak, and so now she's having problems overall strength. And I've been trying to get her into a wheelchair, but unfortunately I'm on disability, and it's been a real struggle to try to save up money for one.
Yeah, sure. How old is your cat?
She's 18, but she's a young 18.
What's your? They say that about me, too. What's your cat's name?
Her name's Princess.
princess. Oh. Well, yeah. I don't know what happened in that. Is she still able to go to the litter box?
Not anymore. She was, and she would just kind of like fall around with her back leg. But she's, you know, time has passed and she's gotten weaker and weaker. And they had told me that, you know, a wheelchair would help her get her strength back. If we can get her into one.
Okay. So
hopefully she'll be able to, you know, start to get back into the litter box again.
Yeah. So what are you using now?
Well, we tried to make a wheelchair, and it didn't go very good.
No, I meant, what are you using? So, as far as
I do water exercises with her every night.
Oh, great!
Myself, and I, you know, move her legs, and then I use a TENS unit to stimulate the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it right now.
How does she go to the bathroom? She just goes where she goes.
I use diapers.
Oh, okay. So if she has the capability mentally also of understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you could still create a litter box for her. So you could take one of those cookie sheets,
right,
or something flat. Use your imagination. So you buy a storage box to put sweaters in, but the top side that you'd put over that, you know what I'm talking about, the cover of it?
Right.
They're usually blue or red, I think. You could use that. Something that she steps into rather than just walks into rather than steps into. It's a better way to put it. So something that she's just able to go if she's able to walk. Is she able to walk?
Because of her back leg, she just drags herself.
Right. So she could then, if you thought it was doable, she would be able to drag herself to that. Now, my big question is, two big questions, the toughest I'll ask in a moment. But one is, what happened? I mean, why is that bad leg?
They don't know.
So
they have no idea.
Does she have heart disease?
No.
Okay.
No, it just happened.
Okay.
She just got weaker and weaker in that leg, and she just lost use of it. Now, I pinch her foot, and she does have... it'll contract, you know, her leg will go back.
Yeah.
It doesn't
just happen. There is an explanation. What that explanation is standing here, I don't know, but there's got to be an explanation. And that's of interest to me because depending on what that explanation is, can depend on, okay, can we get that use potentially?
They're hoping that that's why they mentioned the wheelchair, that, you know, hopefully she'll start pushing off with that leg, and that's why I'm doing the TENS and the water exercises, to start rebuilding that leg. I have health problems, so I might have been a little bit of a contributor because I have been I'm feeling better the last couple of weeks, but it's usually temporary. I've spent a lot of time myself in bed this last year because of my health problems.
Well, I will say it's clear that you care enormously for this cat, for your princess.
Oh, yeah, she's
so,
my life.
So please don't think for a second, please. I mean, if I could leave any message with you at all, please don't think for a second that any of this is your fault. Your cat, you're doing the best for. You're also doing the best for what is equivalent to about a 90 or 95-year-old person. So some of this is to be... Now, there are cats that live to the age of 22 and get up in the morning and just... Then the next day, they don't get up, you know, without any health issue. But that is exceedingly rare, just like it's very rare for a person to live to 100 without any health issue at all, at all, at all. And then one day wake up, and then the next day not wake up. That's the way to go, but that's rare. So you did not do anything wrong, and you have not in any way that I could discern neglect your cat at all. Well, here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about quality of life for your cat, not for you, for your cat. And I don't know, so I'm not in your house, but if your cat has most days where Princess is not acting like Princess anymore, I'm not talking about running around and doing things kittens do. I'm talking about the inside personality of your cat. Once that is gone,
I understand that.
And your cat, and your cat being a cat, and dogs being dogs, and to a degree, people being people, they keep going and going because they have no other choice. However, we, at some point, and I'm not suggesting you're there now, I'm not suggesting anything because I don't know your cat, but I will say your cat's 18, your cat clearly has some significant issue going on that is affecting quality of life. And if that can't be rectified in any way, even if your cat's not in pain, and I don't know, standing here, that your cat's in pain or not, because cats are really good at masking pain, then I do think that you ought to think about what I am talking about when you no longer see that spirit of what your cat is. And again, I'm not talking about the fountain of youth occurring in your cat. I'm talking about your cat's inside personality. And you're not seeing that most days, even if you see a spark of it here and there, you're not seeing it most days. Then experts will say, and I will say, it is time to begin to think about things.
Right. And we're not there. She purrs and wants to snuggle and she eats and she wants her mommy. I mean, she's not near that ready. I mean, she still has a lot of life. I put her over a roll of paper towels and her little front legs just get going. But, you know, that hasn't worked either because she ends up on the other side of the paper towels.
Well, doing rehab, if it's rehabable, that's the thing. I don't know that it is. It seems that your veterinarian thinks that it is, but what is it that's rehabable? I mean, you haven't described, nor has your veterinarian to you, apparently, what
Well, she's recommended
is.
The wheelchair.
Right. And that I can understand, but you say, you know, economics are a real issue here. You know, so I understand that. So what you are doing is perfect. You're doing the best under the circumstances. You're doing the rehab when you can do it. And
right.
when you, Princess allows it, because Princess, after all, is a princess, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So and that's absolutely the right thing to do. I really have no other advice except to continue to love your cat, but I'm thinking you're going to do that no matter what I say anyway, because that's clear. And at some point in time, you're not there yet, but at some point in time you will be, and then I hope that you consider my words.
Yes, I will.
Okay. So let's play a game. What do you think the question I get asked most often and have been asked most often in any platform that I've had over the years, whether it be my newspaper column, my blog, TV, or this radio show or other radio shows I host? It is by far, my cat is having accidents outside the litter box. What do I do? I've got one of those next. You can email me, incidentally, your questions, whatever they may be, steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle last meal?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, you've been hearing about it in the news, right? I mean, I think that, what's her name, Kate in England? Is she a princess? She's pregnant? The Duchess. Yeah, she's pregnant, and Harry, and what's the guy's name, the dude? William. I don't know my royalty well, do I? They're in the news. Well, I've got, here on this side of the pond, my own
show royalty. She is called the Poop Queen because she investigates like nobody's business what comes out the business end of your dog or your cat.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my two cats have been with me for 7 years. Recently, my Maine Coon cat began to defecate outside the litter box. Nothing in the house has changed. We're all the same people, and the box and litter brand are all the same. I spoke to the veterinarian who gave me a liquid to firm up the cat's soft discharges. Are you having breakfast or lunch or something? However, this cat's feces have now been soft since he was a kitten, and he never missed the box previous. I know the cat understands the word no, so I've been putting his face into this discharge and saying no. Then I pet him to reinforce the fact that he is still loved. I've tried spraying him with water and punishing him by shutting him in the cat carrier, which he hates. Sure, locking you in the bathroom on the toilet? Yeah, I think so. Now he runs and hides from me. It's from Ronette in Kentucky, and I don't mean to make light of you, Ronette, but really? All right, so a couple things here. First of all, never, ever, ever, ever. Your cat is not having, I can assure you, accidents on purpose. Now, why is your cat having accidents? I don't know, and I'll talk about some of the possibilities in a moment, but your cat's not doing this on purpose. So if you have, I don't know, a stomachache yourself and have to run to the bathroom and barely make it there. Hopefully that has never happened to you. Hopefully someone in your house is not screaming at you because you, I mean, really, don't do that. The message, the cat's not getting any message at all, except maybe this person is crazy. And what will happen if you continue to do this? If it hasn't happened already, actually, it has happened already because you say now the cat runs and hides from me and is still missing the box. Well, of course he is, because you've not addressed the real reason why he might be missing the litter box. So squirting water won't help. Making loud noises won't help. Jumping up and down won't help. We've got to figure out what's going on with your cat. Now, could it be the litter box itself? Well, maybe. So if the, and we're going to talk more about this next week on the show, actually, with our friend the Poop Queen. But if what comes out the other end has been soft and is soft from the very beginning, my guess there's a medical problem going on, and this is not a behavior issue at all. And you say you see you have seen your veterinarian. Take a picture of the poop, email it to your veterinarian, and have a discussion at least by phone, if not in person, because something is going on now. It could be that the particular food you're using, maybe you change brands, but if this has always been going on, there could be an allergy to the kind of food you're using, maybe a protein in the food. I don't know what that would be. It depends on what you're feeding your cat. That's one possibility. Your cat could have any number of GI issues. That's another possibility. Now, for some cats, they do prefer doing number one in one box and number two in another. So you could try putting two boxes side by side, which, by the way, is against everything I generally talk about. So cats, if you have two cats in the house, and I don't know how many cats you have, you should have three litter boxes, always one more litter box than the number of cats. But somehow, some way, I don't know why, some cats some of the time at some point in their lives say, you know what? I want one bathroom to do one thing in and another bathroom to do another thing in. That might be the case here, but I am telling you, I am, and I'm assuming you scoop every day and you haven't switched up litters from what you said, because you said nothing has changed. I'm guessing the problem really is medical here, and there isn't much more I can say, or maybe the food your cat is eating. So first step, do see your veterinarian, or at least talk to your veterinarian. And as I said, take a picture of what comes out the other end. That's fun. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, oh, I'm afraid to tell you, it's Halloween. Blah, blah, blah. Keeping our pets safe over Halloween next.
Hey,
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
He is one of our favorite guests to have on the show, Dr. Mark Russack, past president of the American Animal Hospital Association and a member of so many boards of directors that if I listed them all, it would take up all our time. Dr. Russack, I hope you are not very scared because Halloween, blah, 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 is right here.
If I wasn't scared before, I am now.
So I can tell. So what do we do to help our pets to feel not so scared?
Okay, well, I think, you know, the number one thing I really want to mention on Halloween, and we've heard this again and again, but the critical, there's several things, about eight or nine things, but one that really concerns me is the candy. Okay, we talk about no chocolate for pets over and over and over again. It can cause really serious cardiac heart problems. It can cause upset stomachs. It can actually be fatal if given in a large amount. So dark chocolate is the worst. But even small amounts of chocolate in a small dog can make them really ill. So don't put the candy out on the table. Don't put it where the dogs can get it. Don't share the Halloween basket with the dogs. That's really critical. And the other is the artificial sweetener, xylitol. And that's been implicated in the last few years with some real problems. It can drop blood sugar. It can cause seizures and incoordination. You find that in sugarless gum, a bunch of other things. So again, back to what we get is not for the pets under any circumstance. We need to really be careful, especially educating our children. Don't give this stuff to Fluffy.
So the doorbell rings and the doorbell rings and the doorbell rings and rings and rings and rings. I know Halloween is a day that a whole lot of people lose a whole lot of cats that run out the door, and dogs will
right.
do that too.
You are absolutely right. And so what I do with my guys, you know, I've got several dogs and cats. They're put away, basically, quote unquote. They're put in a bedroom. They're put in a back room. They do not get near the door. And what happens is, especially cats, they get scared and they'll run any direction they can to get away from whatever it is. It creates great anxiety for the pets. Too many doorbells ringing. The chance of them getting away, it's not unusual to have that happen. So I would make sure a couple of things. One, put them away. Two, I would make sure they've got a solid, secure collar and a name tag, including the cats. Number three, if they're not microchipped, they should be. And if they should be microchipped, period. Nothing to even do with Halloween. All animals should have a microchip in them. So I think it's critical for identification. But you want to prevent it. Don't let them near the door. And that'll be a lot nicer Halloween for everyone. As well as dogs can get scared and bite. And even if it's not a biter, if they have contact with some of these kids in these very freaky, scary costumes, they could go out and bite. So just take them out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you're putting them in a room. You're closing the door. For pets that are a bit nervous or worse, should we plug in a pheromone diffuser, close the shade so they can't see all those ghosts and goblins going by? Should we turn on some classical music or certain talk radio shows? I mean, should we do these things?
I wonder which show.
I don't know.
I think that you've got a great idea. I'm really loving pheromones. What it's done for cats in the exam room has been absolutely amazing. I don't get it. I don't understand how it really works. My GPS, I don't understand how that works either, but I know it does. So I think pheromones are great. Soothing music is wonderful. Closing the shades, all those are great ideas. Let's just basically make this day go away. And by the way, if you have outdoor dogs that are tied out in the yard or what have you, please take them in.
Yeah.
They should not also be exposed to this. It's not going to be any friendlier for them either.
Now,
so whatever you can do to make a calm environment, way to go. Absolutely.
Are you okay at all with dressing up the pet, dogs in particular, who are, they don't, in fact, they love it when more and more people come over. They love it when there's commotion and the doorbell rings. And there are many, many, maybe most dogs that actually love that attention. Are you okay with that?
I am okay with the costumes depending on the dog in this situation. So, you know, I think it was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, we spent $300 million on Halloween costumes for our pets. I know that's an amazing number.
Even
so
more,
we
even
like
more
to do
now.
It. And, you know, I have a little mini doxy, and putting a hot dog on him is really cute, although I don't because he doesn't like it. But I think, yes, it's a way we kind of express ourselves, and it's fun. And there are some dogs that don't mind it. But, I go back to their dogs, okay? And so where do Halloween costumes fit in their minds overall? So I personally prefer no costumes. But if you have a dog, you normally dress up, a little poodle and a tutu, and they like that, I'd have a problem with it. Make sure it fits right. Make sure there's nothing they can get caught on. Make sure there's nothing on there that they can eat or chew on that they can get in trouble with. So if you're going to do it, it's okay. Just be careful when you do it.
Well, from here on out, when I think of Dr. Mark Rosak, I think of a poodle in a tutu.
There you go. I've seen that. You've seen those videos.
I have. Dr. Rosak. Yes, on your website. Dr. Rosak, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure, Steve.
Next week on the show, we speak with royalty, the poop queen.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses.
BizTalk Radio.